Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kirk Franklin, Ty Trabet, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
Recording started.
Half of the day to you. I welcome you to another prophetic experience time of prayer where the word of the Lord comes alive. I am yours truly, Prophet Laron Matthews, and I am excited about today as we catapult into the new year and all of the great things that God is doing. The weather is still in many of our favor, and we're just honoring God for all that he is to us, in us, and through us. These are some exciting times if you just know how to recognize the importance of one day at a time. Amen. One day at a time. You can't change tomorrow. The word of God says in the book of Matthew 6:33, ye first the kingdom of God. That means that the kingdom of God is here. You have to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. And take no thoughts for your tomorrow. Tomorrow will take thoughts of the things of themselves. As we prepare to go into a time of prayer, it requires the presence of surrender. All you have to do is surrender to the presence of God and watch the power of prayer be released. I tell you, when you have a praise report, it's all because of your prayer request. Your prayer request will become your praise report. As we go into a time of prayer, whatever you're looking for in God, these are some awesome times. On today, I took time to share with one of the great, great brothers of the Rance Allen Group, Uncle Tom, and we just shared and kind of reminisced on all of the great times. But as I began to share with him, I talked about the impact of the mandate, the mantle, and the sound of the land. So many times we look at how other people have impacted, but we have impacted the world ourselves. And some of you today, no matter where you are, whatever you're faced with, whatever you're dealing with, you're carrying a mandate on your life. And I tell you, that mandate is important to the purpose, to the lives, and to the destiny of God's people. So as we take this, the men and the women of God that are listening in, we've been praying on Wednesday, Noonday, for quite a few years now. And I'm excited about it. I enjoy being part of the family as we share, pray, release the word of God, and share the scripture. But I want people to take time to reflect. This is a time of reflection. When I say reflection, I'm talking about things you have done in your life that have transformed other people's lives through the sound of your voice. What have you done in your life now? Beside dealing with pressure, beside dealing with, well, I don't use the word beside, in spite of pressure, in spite of tragedy, in spite of frustration, in spite of stresses, worriness, trying to seek the everyday life of success, in spite of knowing that you have a bill that'll be there when you leave, and it'll be here the next month when you pay for it. In spite of all of those, just one thing that you could think about in your lifetime that you have done that literally changed the climate of other people's lives. You know what? I'll tell you this. This is something that really blessed me. When I took time to think about something I've done for others, it remind me of what somebody has done for me. And only through what I have done for others is because of what God has done in my life to be able to do. And I take time to just reflect on all of the things that have came, have gone, people that are alive, that are here today and gone today. I take time to think, and I take time to view how the memories of the time, the hours, and the days we shared with people that were close to our lives. They may not be here, but there's something that they have done that left a mark on your life that can never be erased. Erasure can't do it. A wake-up sleep can't do it. It's what has changed you from where you are to where you are at today. Well, thanks to God, this is a time in our life where we have to hold on to everything that God has given us. So there's really no time to sit back and hold on to anything that has shifted our life cataclysmically, but has kept us in the strength of God. If you're hearing my voice right now, the important thing is you are still here, no matter what happens. You are still here. You woke up this morning, you are still breathing. Just to see somebody around you, you are still viewing. And just to know that you're able to walk, you're not in a wheelchair. Just to be able to touch somebody, you're not handicapped. God has graced us with so many things. And so it's time of an appreciation. God, I appreciate the opportunity to impact somebody's life. I appreciate the opportunity to be able to advance somebody's career. I appreciate the opportunity of allowing me to minister to somebody. It's a humble reward to see that somebody's life has been changed through the word of God, through a conversation, through just a fellowship, or just taking time to say, look, let me sit myself aside and be a blessing to somebody. Let me close the door on all of my dilemmas and bring the word of delivery to somebody else today. Those are the important things. As I was driving, hitting to Toledo, God began to just speak to my spirit. And I was thinking, so many times I traveled this road, and I traveled this road to see Dad and talk to him and spend time. And now I travel this road, and he's not here, but he's in my heart. So when you go places that you say, man, there's nothing there, no, think about it. Somebody is in your heart that left an impression in your life. So your vision, your views, you may not see them personally. Think about the impact they left on you spiritually and the things they left on your life to carry on. We're getting ready to go into a time of prayer. I believe that you have to know in you and through you is no time to waste in this season with all of the things you could not do, you didn't do, you desire to do. People wasted your time. Nothing is wasted time. I told the people in one of my series, when letting go counts for something, my God, watch what God can put in your hand right now. Sometimes letting go do count for something, but in life, there's something in your hand that God will bless you. And finally, I learned that something really powerful today with one of our other friends that was sitting at the table with us when we were having breakfast today. Yeah, I know it's fast day, but today it was fast enough for me. It was more important to spend time with family. You know, I was thinking, I was sitting there, and one of the brothers said to me, he said, Laurent, he said, the greatest thing you can do is give. He said, if you give, you're going to always receive. So I think about people who don't want to be a blessing, who don't want to sow, who don't want to be a seed. So he said, man, my greatest joy is giving. And I thought about that. He looked at me. He said, I'm looking in the soul of your eyes. It blessed me, the white brother that was sitting across the table. He said, I'm looking into the soul of your eyes, and he said, you have a passion, and you're a giver. I said, wow. He said, you have a passion, and you're a giver. He said, that's why I'm going to give you this. He put something in my hand that was so precious. I said, wow. I said, yeah. He said, I want you to have this. Oh, my God. He said, because when I talk to a person, and a person look at me in the eye and don't flinch, that's the soul of a person. He said, you are a giver. And I thought about that for a minute. He said, you give without even having to flinch. You give without even having to pray about it, look around. He said, that's the type of person you are. That's interesting. He said, you're a giver. He said, that's why you will never go without through your life. I said, wow. I'm telling you. He said, people are going to give to you more than you ever imagined. He said, because you're a giver. He said, because you'll give it back. You'll bless other people. You'll bless other people. And I said, you know what? That's from God for real. He said, you are a giver. When people give to you, you are a giver. He said, so you will never go without. He said, if people understand that when you give, you always give back. That's a law of nature. That's a lot. And I thought about it. He said, that's why you'll never go without. You'll never go without. You're a giver. You give. When you give, you always receive. He said, you're just a giver. Thank you. Prayer, give. Your life, give. Whatever you give. You're going to always get it back. And it didn't make sense at that time when I was younger. He said, I had a bill. Okay. But I couldn't do nothing with it. Someone else needed it. I couldn't do nothing with it. Wasn't going to take care of the bill. I gave. And did you know the bill was paid? Because, see, if something you can't do nothing with it right then, and somebody needs it in emergency, give and watch. That's a law of nature. That's the golden rule. Do unto others as you would them do unto you. You reap what you sow. You sow it, you're going to reap. What goes around comes around. You go around, treat people well, watch it come back around to you. All of those things did not change. Those are like divine things. Yeah, that's powerful. Think about it. It does not change. You think people have done something to you and you feel you want to get them back? No. What goes around, it comes back around. You do unto others as you would they do unto you. What goes up, it must come down. Wow. And you reap what you sow. So if you give something, you're going to get something back. That's just the power of things in life. And finally, people forgive, but those streets always remember. They always, nature always remember what you've done. So we're in a very pivotal window in our life. We in the soul time. People are reaping what they sow. Think about this. How many times have you done and given? And then you see people who have done you wrong or mistreated you. Or even you mistreated people. You're watching it come back around. You're like, wow, why does that happen? Man. You reap what you sow. See, that doesn't change in life. That's why you have to be very careful what you say to people, how you treat people, and how you deal with people, and what you say about people. Love is a synergy of eternity, and it's been only given to humanity. You have to understand the power of the greatness of God and the value for which God carries in your life. You know, it's so interesting, some years ago, tell everybody, the whole conference line, just shift. Tell everybody, just shift. It's interesting, some years ago, we would have the conference line, and we would have prayer. Now, this is noonday prayer or evening prayer. And all it is a phone call. Now, watch this. All it is a phone call. All you have to do is pick up the phone, 218-548-3684. What is it, 3684? Yeah. And then put access code 435160. And those who was on the conference call, they were all said, well, I'm going to get in the conference call, but I'll be late. I'm like, how could you be late when a phone you carry with you to the store, you carry with you in the car, You carry it with you in the hospital. You carry it with you everywhere you go. It's a phone. How dialing a number makes you late? So I would tell the leaders, I said, why would you be late? Because you only got a phone. It's only a cell phone. All you have to do is dial the number in and get on the line and say what you need to say. It's just as simple as that. I said, what you have done, watch these people die. What people have done when it comes down to the spiritual thing, we treat it like we're going into a building or a hospital. We don't understand. God, there's no limit to the creativity of the creator. There's no limit to the creativity of the creator. So when it was time for them to do their part, I'll be late. What are you going to be late for? You ain't running to no church building. You got the phone. The phone is right there. And everybody I told that to, none of them had an excuse. They had a reason. I said, so tell me, if you're to teach, okay, see, what happened there? Tell me how you can be late when you're in your house. Tell me. Explain it. Make it sense. And most of them can never make sense. Because they look at it like you're running into a building to sit down and preach and run into the building. But you only have a phone. No one knows if you're in the house in the shower. They don't even know if you're in the bed sitting down. They don't know if you're upstairs or downstairs in your car. They don't. All you have to do is open your mouth and pray. All you have to do is open your mouth and teach. Because if you're a teacher, you should have your message ready, right? It was simple. What am I trying to say? In life, we have to understand how God has created us, and not only created us, but established it. So you can't be late for your own phone call. I got it. See, when our mind don't change or transcend itself the way we used to see it done from that spiritual or religious perspective, now you got to deal with ritual. Rituals are things that are idols, a ritual. What is your ritual today? You're used to doing it the same way. I'm used to getting on conference line like I'm getting in a car, driving down the street, coming into a building, sitting down. That's ritual. No, you have to change your ritual. The understanding, God doesn't meet you just in that building. God don't meet you just on that conference line. The Lord don't meet you just in that little dark place. He meets you everywhere. He's omnipotent. He's omniscient. He's omnipresent. He's all over. As a matter of fact, you're taking him wherever you go. So whatever you do, you taking him. So he's not lost. He's never late. He's always there. It just happened to you decided to get there, but you brought him with you. He's everywhere you are. The life, the opportunity, the advancement, the greatness. You know, it's kind of funny. This is funny to me. And this is for some people, this is free. When people tell me, Prophet Matthew, the Lord told me, released me from the conference line. Okay. All right. Okay. It doesn't bother me because he released you. All you're basically saying, I'd rather you say, well, Prophet Matthew, I'm not going to call the conference line no more. Isn't that easier to say that? Well, I don't want to call the conference line anymore. Because what you really said is you released me from talking. Getting on the conference line and listening. The Lord said, my season is up on the conference line. Okay. Well, I'll just take the 218 number, 548-3684, and just delete it out of your phone. It's okay with me. I mean, if you release you from listening in on all of the men and women of God that's praying, it's okay. I mean, if you're in New York, because you ain't coming to Joliet. You're not coming to Harvey. You're not coming to Chicago. It's only a phone, and it has your number on it. And all you have to do is just delete it out of the phone. It's okay. Am I making sense, people? I know I am. It just does make sense, right? I mean, it makes sense to me. It really does. It makes sense to me. Well, anyway, so to understand life and its purpose, plan, 1-854-836-84-435-16, have not changed over what? 10 years. Even when they were changing conference line number, they said, won't you change your number because we got to change that number. We got to pay for the car. It doesn't change. God doesn't change. And then here's the powerful thing about that. We never change our frequency based upon technology. Whoa, my, that's powerful. We never change our frequency based upon technology. We remain the same. And so when the man was talking to me about I'm a giver, I just remain the same. I didn't change my frequency based upon people's personality, how they treat me, how they felt, their agendas, what they wanted, what they couldn't get, what they didn't have. I never changed my frequency based upon human feelings, emotions, and thought. I always remained the same. We always dealt with people the same way. And those who decided to say their season was up, they were still listening in. They just went to a private number and came on in, and what you see is private number up there. They decided to change their number. They got a new cell phone. So I don't worry about that. Look, don't allow people to change your frequency. Don't let people change your frequency. Stay on the line. Watch this. There's a song that we used to sing long time ago in our church. You want to hear it? It's called Jesus is on the Main Line. Tell them what you want. Jesus is on the main line. Tell them what you want. Call them up. Call them up and tell them what you want. If you want your body here, tell them what you want. And I always thought about that song. And, you know, I'm not a singer, but I just I'm like, Jesus is on the main line. Tell them what you want. Jesus is on the main line. Tell them what you want. Jesus is on the main line. Tell them what you want. You just call them up and tell them what you want. And I thought about that. And I said, Lord, I need you. If you want your body healed, tell them what you want. If you want your body healed, tell them what you want. And I thought about that. I said, wow. Just call them up and tell them what you want. He doesn't delete you. He doesn't drop you. He doesn't change his number. He's the same all over because he is who he is. That's the power of the one we serve. Because I'm telling you, over the weeks and months and just reflection and thinking, and I just said, man, you know, wow. God has been so good to me. I can't put us in there. You know why? Because I want to deal with just me for right now. He has been so good to me. He has blessed me to bless others. He has given to me to give to others. Because I usually go us or we. No, I'm going to say me. Talk about me. He has given me the strength, the ability, the tenacity to love people in spite of how they feel about me. He's able to let me look them straight in the eye. And I know, you all been there too, I know. You look them straight in the eye, and you know they have the wrong agenda for you. But then he lets you look them straight in the eye and look into the soul and say, that's a soul, Prophet Matthew. That's a soul. Man, God, you know you had to do something for me here. You know you had to do something creative in me. It's a soul. Yeah. Because Jesus is on the main line. Tell them what you want. Oh, Jesus is on the main line. Tell them what you want. And you know why? Because when you do that, all you have to do is say, Lord, I need an answer to this. Because the way I see and the way I feel, I want to handle it my way. He said, no. I can't let you do that. Jesus is on the main line. Tell them what you want. Oh, Jesus is on the main line. Tell them what you want. And then I said, wow. He said, you know you can't go over there to the hospital because they lock everybody down. You got to watch them on. You have to watch them on Facebook or on FaceTime. You have to see them from a video. He said, no, don't work that. If you want your body here, tell them what you want. He just send the word. Send the word. He said, because I don't have to come off the throne. I'm giving you a frequency to bring the throne to them. Send the throne to them. Send that prayer out to them. Release that word to them. I realized one of the things while I was driving, if people knew how to control their emotion, they would have not devastated friendship, love affairs, people, and things in their life that would have been a blessing to them. Isn't that powerful? Let me take you a little deeper. If people knew how to control their emotion at a time in their life where things happen unprecedented, they would have been in a place where the things they said and done would have not shifted the life, the purpose, and the destiny of them and people and friends and relatives and marriages could have been connected to. If people would have learned to just control those emotions and feelings and had to be very careful while they when they said things and released things, things in the earth for them could have been a little different if you would have said it just a different way or responded just a different way and presented that in just a different way, just a different way, just before you go off or just before you say things, really wanted to say to another person, but you said it to a person that you love and you really shouldn't have said it, and you said it to a person that you shouldn't have said it to, and you should have said it, and you would have just waited and held on to it and just delayed it, it would have been different. Things could have been so different in life. And everything that you would have said would have been different because of frequency. It's all about that frequency. So don't let nobody change that frequency that God gave you. It's a powerful medium in the world. And so the conference line, let me go back to the conference line. So the conference line is a frequency. It's a medium. It touches people's lives. And oftentimes people misunderstand the frequency and apply it to the person that's over the line. You have to look at individuals. Let me share this with somebody to help you out. This is life. So in life, you learn that in life, children act up, correct? You train them up in the way that they should go. But here's what the Word of God said. When they get old, they won't depart from it. So between the word, train up a child in the way that they should go, when they get old, they won't depart from it. So between the word training them up, why do they say when they get old they won't depart from it? Because they never mentioned in between what they would do, but it'll still be in them. So it said train up a child in the way that they should go. When they get old, still be in them. So it must be letting us know that when you train somebody up, they're going to go away from it. So let me say this. There'll be people in our lives that we have in our lives. You'll train them and teach them, but they're going to go astray. They're going to go astray. They're going to go astray. And so they'll make mistakes. They'll make mistakes. But guess what? Even if they make the mistake, it had nothing to do with you. You trained them. So don't connect them and make them feel like, I did something. I'm training people. Don't judge training them or they're learning to be trained. You just train them. Everybody need a chance. Everybody need an opportunity. Am I making sense today? Because see what you'll get. You get people, well, they're the prophet Matthew come from line, and did you see where they did it? No. They've been trained. They're learning. They're being blessed. I know. All right, let me move to this with it, and we'll be done. We'll be back. I told you we shifted the line. You have to understand that in life, we all have shortcomings. It's called shortcoming. You know, when you deal with the word harshiology, that's the study of what we call sin, but it deals with it from this perspective, missing the mark. Look at, isn't that powerful? Missing the mark. See, what people, they, when you sin, you're going to hell. You're doing this. God don't want you no more. You messed up. Unforgiveness. No. Harshiology deal with it. Missing the mark. Missing the mark. We've all missed the mark. See, as we go down in history, let's look at history or historicity. I deal with historical over etymological or etymology. Historicity, you determine history by a event. So in the world, there's events that happen. So if in history we miss the mark. Now listen to this. Listen to this, people of God. Because the Old Testament, if you sinned in the Old Testament, you were killed. If your family messed up in the Old Testament, they would kill you and the family. They would take everybody out. God was just bold. He was just bogus in the Old Testament. But in history, he rewrote something. And he wrote it by sending his son to become the one that's going to help us when we miss the mark. Now, y'all got to stay with me and get this, because, see, there's so many people that are bogus in the kingdom of God, and they judging you, and they're looking at you, and you know, especially sometimes people get older. And a lot of times when they get older, it's just that you're too old. You can't do it like you used to do it. So if you were younger, you probably still do the same thing. But you know, you get older and your body can't do what you used to do. So it's easy to make it hard for somebody. Oh, you got to do this. You got to. That's why the Bible says, he who endured to the end shall be saved. Okay, let me finish it up. So what he did in history, he had to create for people like you, me, myself, that missed the mark. You missed the mark. So when you miss the mark, which is what it's called, etymology, dealing with historicity or harshiology, it's about the study of missing the mark. We all have missed the mark. And then Paul talks about it, I believe, in one of the Philippians, let me talk about it, press toward the mark. So even though you're pressing towards the mark, if you miss the mark, it doesn't mean that you don't stop from the mark, because you still go. So he said, press towards the mark of the what? High calling through in Christ Jesus. So you're pressing towards the mark. So if harshiology is the study of missing the mark, then if you miss the mark of the high calling in God through Christ Jesus, he gave you that you will not continue to be a mockery since you missed the mark. People want to keep talking about you missing the mark and keep you focusing on the mockery of missing the mark. Let me take it a little deeper. See, you are in life. We all have missed the mark. But it didn't say you can continue on in the high calling in God through Christ Jesus, because you're still here. You ain't gone. You're not dead. You're in the lost. Some of us are our own worst enemy anyway. When we have missed the mark, we have devastated ourselves more than anything we have done in the devastation. You gotta cut that out so you can make the mark and not become a marker, because you don't want to miss the mark of the high calling in God. Now, I was sharing with somebody, because I'm, this other book is done, but I'm really writing. I'm really enthused about the book called Flaw But Favor. So I was talking to somebody that they would say that, well, in the kingdom of God, you know, now this is somebody deep, you know, because, you know, you deal with deep people, because I always got to deal with somebody. Well, I'm trying to understand. But I hear you always say, you flawed, but you favored. So, you know, You always messing up? I said, no. Let me explain. Don't be scared. Go ahead. Say what you want to say. I said, first, let me deal with your mind. Let me go inside your mind. Let me open your mind up. Let me open up the mind. Okay, so listen to this. Everybody has to listen to this. Okay, I say I'm flawed but favored. So immediately, people who will hear that, what's in their mind? You got to think about what's in a person's mind when they hear you. Because when I say I'm flawed but favored, and I'm okay with that, because I told you you can't let anybody mess with your frequency. So a person that hears that in their mind, think of what they're creating and how they view you. Woo, ain't that powerful? So when you say you're flawed, think about what they're creating and how they view you. So immediately, they're going to create inside you, you're a sinner. He's saying he's flawed. So he all messed up. See? That's where their mind is at. So you got to understand where people are at when they receive what you give them. Because see, until they hear what you endure to the end, flaw, I'm flawed. That means, I'll break it down how Paul broke it down. You want to break it down how Paul did it? Paul says, oh, wretched man. Now look at what it means in the Greek, what wretched man was. If you go to one of my Facebook and you see the word, look what he said about wretched man. He said he was wretched. Look at that. Oh, wretched man. Even after he talked about all of the powerful things, he still recognized that he was flawed. So what people will think, he's in sin. He's not doing God's will. It's that what's in their mind. It's what people try to create. See, people create you to be created out of. So thank God through Christ Jesus that God said in Jeremiah 1 and 4, here's what he said, I knew you, Jeremiah, before I formed you. In other words, you were a formula, Jeremiah, before anybody can come and speak words that will deform you. You were a formula. And then before your parent, I took parental rights out of the way. I took mom and dad out of the way. I just used them as a seed and an egg. But I knew you before I formed you. So parental rights were already suspended. So I created you. So in other words, God knew everything about you. Isn't it interesting? He knew everything about us. Wow. And I said, man, God knew everything about us. And it's powerful. He knows everything about you. So here's the question. How do I use free will? He said, let thy will be done. So when he gave you his will, he gave it to you free. So taking free will, and then what do you do with the free will? The will that's free. So he's giving you free will, and your choices that you made makes you either hit the mark or miss the mark. See? I know I'm blessed. Ain't that some good teaching right there? Ain't that some good teaching? I know I'm teaching. Let me break it down a little bit. So here you are in life. You made some mistakes, and you have. You can be deep if you want to. You don't have to testify. You don't have to give it to the reporter. You don't have to tell anybody anything. You missed the mark. Thank God in Jesus Christ that he is able to help you in your flawedness, in your unwretched name, in your misery, and then here's how Jesus really took it to deep. He said this way. It was so powerful. Right there. He said, God, help their unbelief. Even in your unbelief, you didn't even believe. He said, help. He didn't say, beat them up, whip them, spank them, destroy them, kill them. And their unbelief, God, they don't believe that you can do it. But help them in their unbelief. When they don't even believe, Lord, please help my sister and brother in their unbelief so that they can believe. You know what people like to do? I watched this. 27 years in ministry now. I've been church all of my life. People are doing, they're trying to force faith on people, and then they're trying to manipulate people. See, you can't manipulate people and force something on them. You have to allow them to conquer what it is. Conquer sin. Conquer what it is. Conquer fear. Conquer it. Because we determine people by where we are at right now. See, your faith level is not what my faith level is. Your ability is not what my ability is. Your growth is not where my growth is. I have to deal with you based upon the measuring stick. I think Ezekiel talking about the ruler, the measuring stick. Paul talks about it in Romans 12:1 when he talks about, I beseech you therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, that we present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable, right there, reasoning, a measuring stick, your reasonable service. Based upon where you are at in your service to the kingdom of God, I meet you at your reasonable service. So you might have prophesied and missed it. They're a false prophet. I don't know why you use them. Wait a minute. Hold on. Here's what I told you about 2022. Now think about this. You want me to break the 122 seed down? $122. Let me break it down to you. One is Genesis. The gene. The number two is union. Becoming one with God. The two and two come together, that's four. It means creation. And the five is grace. One with God, one coming into union with him because of creation. And five, the grace of God. God has given us the ability to come, unite with him because of creation to have grace. 122. So what I tell people, the 122, see, God gave it to me to deal with me in number one, two, and five. So we all have the grace of God. When you see a person that doesn't have grace on their life, you have to really question it. Because the word of God talks about it. We have a measure of grace, we have a measure of faith, we have a measure of grace. And there's people don't have a passion for other people because they don't know how to come out of the pit of their own life. So God measure us. He's a measure. He's in what he does and how he does what he does in life. I like to take the word and break it down. So you can understand it, word for word. I like to take the doctors, the masters, the bachelors, the high school, the elementary, the kindergarten, the daycare, and then the suckling, and use all of the demonstration to break it down so you can understand how ABC turned to G, A, B, C, D, E, F, G. H I J K L M N O P Q R S T U V W X Y Z Z. Then you go back to the beginning from A to Z. So you have to be able to break it down so people can get the revelation of the word so that they will understand that the word is what keeps us and sustains us from the damage to ourselves and from the sin in ourselves, and to deliver us from the outside poison that want to attack itself to ourselves. But wait a minute. How is the outside a poison to us? Because if it's not in covenant, then it has access until you find out it's a poison to you. Or let's look at it like this. Maybe in you, there's something flesh wanted from the outside poison. And then when you brought it in to you, it was not spiritual, it was flesh. And when flesh was tired, then poison. Because it probably wasn't a poison, it was a promise, but your flesh made it a poison. Oh, preach, Matthews, I tell you. Wow, this is some good stuff. It's blessing me. And it's blessing you. Ain't that blessing you? Isn't that powerful? Isn't this over? I know. Don't come off mute. Stay on mute now. This is over because you got to understand and look at the power of God. And the word became flesh, and flesh dwelt among us. Isn't that power? And then flesh dwelt among us. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. Then, and the word became flesh. Can these dry bones live? And then he said, persistent. So in other words, I ain't want to go here today, but let me catch my attention again. So he tells them in Ezekiel chapter 37, he takes Ezekiel up into the spirit, out. He takes them out. Up in the spirit now, take them out. He shows them all, you know, show them the bones. He said, can these dry bones live? Said, okay, Israel. Ezekiel was looking like, man. What he's really saying is, can these skeletons in your closet live? Ooh-wee. That's a whole deep level. Can these closets be transformed from skeletal things? So how many of us have skeleton? Preach man. Come on, bring it on in. Bring this word on in now. How many got skeletons in their closet that they don't want to deal with, but they want to deal with the skeletons in your closet? No, wait, hold. They got skeletons in their closet. Now, the word of God said, can these dry bones live? Because bones are skeletons, right? The bones, but, you know, part of the skeleton, part of the body, right? Bones, okay, I'm done. I'm going to try to make sure. I might have to do a little bit of study on anatomy a little bit. Okay, bones, we need bones, okay. I just want to make sure. I'm just trying to make sure I got my anatomy right. Okay, so can these dry bones live? So whatever's in your life, can you take what's in your life as skeletal and now live in spite of the skeleton in your life? Can you survive and be what God wants you to be in your life, being who you are, knowing you have skeletons in your life? Let me take a look deeper. This is for somebody. This is a freebie. Can you live life and be all that you can be, and people who knew the skeletons in your past go and tell somebody else about you, and then they use your skeletons against you? Now, they're only skeletons. They won't deal with theirs, but they tell other people about your skeletons, and people looking at you and looking at your skeleton, and now your skeleton got cysts on it. You live it, but only thing they remember is what somebody told them. Oh, can I go into the gossip area? That's what I'm gossip. Yeah, we'll do a gossip. How many people know where you've been, your skeletons in your life? Now I could deal with the little young person or the professional person that want to talk about the word flaw. No, can the flaw person be favored by God because they once had skeletons in their closet? So what you're telling me, a flaw person can't be favored, because really, in your life, you are down low homosexual because you didn't think I know it. But I shouldn't have said that. Okay. I'm sorry. I can't tell you how to put the name. I'm sorry. Forgive me, God. Okay, forgive me. All right. So let me go ahead. So, y'all, please forgive me. All right. So let me go back to the dry bone. So, can these dry bones live and survive? So you can be flawed, but you can be favored. Because the word of God said we all have sinned and came short to what? The glory of God. Your name means God's strength. So he tells himself, he said Ezekiel, or he said, because Ezekiel, if you read it, Ezekiel is, it speaks to the first person. His teaching speaks to the first person. And he called him Son of Man. Ezekiel was called Son of Man. So he says to Son of Man, or to his strength, then my strength chained Israel, these dry bones, and Leah. Can I do it? Can you have enough strength to change the dry bones to Leah? Can you do it? So can you be flawed a savior? Yeah. Because you're not perfect yet. You're not in the glorified body yet. You're not there yet. You're pressing towards the mark of the high calling through God in Christ Jesus. So you're being made and prepared for where you are. I'm not making sense. That doesn't make sense. So it ain't how you start. It's how you finish. Endure. Now, we're not talking about the witch of Endor. He who endures to the end. See, what people get wrong is they use the wrong Endor. Saul sought the witch of Endor to bring up Samuel. So you got a lot of witchcraft people that want to call up people from the grave. Oh, y'all didn't get this revelation. Oh, this is a whole other revelation. Hey, just blessing somebody. Look, he that endured to the end shall be saved. But people, they want to seek the witch of Endor to go and bring up your past. Oh, y'all ain't ready with it. Oh, this is good stuff. Hey, just blessing somebody. I'm having a good time teaching today. All right, I'm having a good time teaching. So you have people endured to the end shall be saved. And you have people that will seek out the witch of Endor to go and pull up stuff from the grave on you. Endor, and endured. Now, two different words, but I'm just bringing them together so you can understand what I'm doing. One will consult the dead, and then one will understand that the word of God will bring you from the dead. Ooh, look at that good guy. You got to be ready for me in 2022, I told you. So, he that endureth shall be saved. Now, here's what it said, Philippians 1, it says, being confident of this very thing, he who has begun a good work in you, a good work in you. Confidence is the very thing. He has begun a good work for you. We'll perform it. Now look at that. We'll perform it unto the day of who? Yeshua, Jesus Christ. And that's powerful. And endure to the end. Being confident is the very thing. He that endure to the end shall be saved. Being confident is the very thing. You have to understand the power of what God wants to do in our life. All right, I did. How many messages was that? I think I did three different messages right there, right? We went to three. That's the three. I'm going to try to stay away from the fourth. But all to bring us into the understanding of who we are in God and who we are in Him and the power of who we are in Him. The power of the grace of God on our life and the powerful things that the Lord want to do for our life and through our life and with our life. Because it's through Him that we have our being, we have our life, we breathe, we enjoy the things of the Lord God because He is who He is to us, in us, and through us. Man, I'm telling you, God, I love you, Lord. You know what? I love the Lord. I could say this for a long time. I used to serve God because didn't want to go to hell. Now I could serve God because of His love for me. But see, people scare you to serving the God, and you say, well, I'm going to do right because I want to go to hell. I'm going to do right because I see the love of God. Now I can see the power that comes through His sovereignty. But people don't deal with sovereignty. They deal with sorrow more than sovereignty. The sovereignty of God when they understand the power of, and he said it well. He said in his word, I want to make sure I got the scripture right. When he said, I repented in the name of man. That's heavy, anybody. He repented in the name of man. Then he turns around and had to honor his own word because he was sovereign. So he had to tap into his eternal plan and have a way to save mankind from its own self-destruction. And he made us. So he had to save us. Then it was only through those who refuse. Now listen to this. It's only through those who have rejected this Holy Ghost presence. And those who rejected it, he turned them over. And some he turned over for a season and gave him a chance to get back. Then some who said they refused. So you have those like that. Fallen angels, they're called Nephilim, which is the Greek word means fallen. Don't have an opportunity like me. They messed up, and that was it. That was it. That was final. We had an advocate to them. An advocate for our life. So it's the power of his sovereignty who brought us to the place of his presence. Now, so when I was saying flawed, this is what I was saying. Yeah, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said what I was saying. But anyway, what I was saying is that flawed doesn't mean you sin. It means you're a sinner. A flawed person recognizes that at any time in my life, God and lean on him, I can fall. Let me tell you like this. Jesus was tempted in all points. Well, yet, like, as we were, yet without what? Sin. So he still was a human who had flawed issues, yet favored by God. So it means for some of us to understand it's not your intention to sin. You don't go to sin. So why are you divorced? Or did you get in a marriage or divorce? No. Something happened, right? But was it your intention? No. You didn't intend to divorce. But guess what? You divorced. So you got people who says you'll go to hell if you get married again. You see that? Tending to mess up. You're not intending to do what you do. You didn't go out to do what you did. But when that man hit that brand new car that you had when you were filled with the Holy Ghost and you were mad, you did cuss. You didn't intend to cuss. It just came out of the flawed person. Am I making sense, somebody? That supervisor that you took it from, you prayed and laid it on the altar, but they finally made you snap. And you said something you wasn't supposed to say because you, the flawed person in you. I'm talking to real people. It ain't your intention. You just happen to defend yourself. But you just went back and said, Lord, forgive me. Grace. Lord, forgive me. Ah, man, I don't even know where that came from. See, you understand what I'm saying? Because, see, what people don't understand, I know that ain't you. I know that ain't you either. You either. I'm not talking about you. I'm not talking about you at all. I'm just telling you what's in you that the Holy Spirit keeps. You really want to snap. You know you do. You really want to go off. You know you do. You really want to say some stuff you don't want to say, but it's the Holy Spirit. So you think it in your mind. So you still flawed. You just didn't say it. You probably want to say it. Because it was there. And then you can sit at home and say, man, Lord, I need a little bit more help. You didn't do anything wrong. You want to battle on your mind. Because you really, what you were thinking about, what you wanted to say, where you wanted to go with that, where you wanted to go. And then after you didn't go, you drove off feeling like you was a punk. See, but they don't know. They just don't understand. They really know the real me. Because see, now the enemy is making you feel bad. Because you're still saying in your mind, man, shoot. okay. All right. All right. You better know. You speak in the tongue, still saying in your mind. I know it ain't you. I'm just talking about you. Cause see, I need God. I'm telling you. Believe me, I need the Holy Ghost all the time, and He keeps me. Oh yeah, He does. Oh yeah, He does. Don't unmute, just say amen. You ain't got to unmute, just say amen. Because there's some folks that made you feel some type of way. They made you want to go some type of direction. But thank God, Christ Jesus, our Lord, who gave you the 122. Number one, the Genesis, the gene inside you, the Genesis in you, bringing you to two. Oneness with Father, bringing you to four, the creation of God, bringing you to five, the grace of God. The gene inside you brings you into oneness with the Father because of His creation to show you the grace. 122, the theme, 122 and 2022. Isn't that powerful? Isn't that powerful to understand the dynamics of God's sound, frequency, and numbers of what He think about you? He said in His word, every hand you hear is numbered. So He was obviously talking about His number system, His plan. One-third angels rebel. So He was talking about His number system. Man, Jesus came down through 40 and two generations. See, God, you know, He's a powerful man. He understands His plan. So, the Golgarian calendar and the mysteries of the Golgarian calendar were given to the priest who dealt with the Nephilim, the fallen angels, was revealing to them the secrets that they knew from the heavens. Come down to see what they were doing. He said they were what? One. Number. He said, I'm one. And then they were trying to build up a name. And what did He do? He changed their languages. He changed them from one language to many different languages. See, God knows what He's doing. So don't let nobody fool you into not knowing that God don't number our head. What do He say in Psalms 90 and 12? He teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts to wisdom. What did He say in Matthew 6 and 33? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And all these things will be added unto you. And take no thoughts for the second day, tomorrow, but take thoughts of today, the number one day. See, He still uses numbers. He just uses it in a biblical time. I'm just helping somebody who gets off a little bit. He knows. He knows you. He knows us. He loves us. He's powerful. All right, I'm done. Father, we thank You for today. We thank You for Your presence. We thank You for Your loving kindness. We thank You for Your majestic sign. We thank You for Your omnipotence, Your omniscience, Your omnipresence. Father, we thank You for what You're doing in us and through us and the heart of Your people. Lord, I lift up the intercessors, the prayer warriors, the ministry gifts, the kingdom leaders. Father, we thank You because we know that You interrupt our regular scheduled program, God, and You are the greatest announcer of the earth realm. You're doing great and mighty things. You said they that know their God will do great exploits. Father, we thank You right now for who You are. We thank You for the greatness of who You are and what You are to us. Father, we thank You right now for the power of the breaker's anointing. We thank You for the secrets being revealed. We thank You for the strength. We thank You for Your love. We thank You for how You open it up to us, in us, and through us, and revealing to us many things that we didn't even know today, God. You're taking us into this 2022 year. God, You're revealing Yourself to us, and You're revealing secrets and you're revealing mystery, and you're revealing things we have never known before into the new year, God, that we stay, we maintain the presence of God. And you know what? It is so in Jesus' name, amen. You know what? Let me tell you something. This is what God gave to me. Now, this is going to bless about. I'm adding it to my five-point list here, added to that. You know, I was just thinking, and God said, the reason why they gave them the Gregorian calendar, he said, because every human body is defined by Judaism or his origin or his original plan. So all of our bodies are set exactly to the frequency for which God had them. And if man can play with the timing, he can play with the clock in you. So most of us who are where we are in the kingdom of God, we are already at the set. So this Gregorian calendar wants to leave our body in confusion, because in 2019, 2020, and 2021, most people's body went through confusion. Those who took the shots, those whose body was acting up, who had fear, your body went through so many chemical changes. But those who enter into 2022 with your body set in the presence of God, then the Gregorian system, which is this priest, the Catholic Church, the Jesuit order, to control times and season and dates, they have to understand that you are controlled by the presence of God. So what will affect everybody in what will infect everybody in 2022 will only affect us but not infect us. We will not be connected by the infection of things. We will be affected because we've taken on the bare infirmity of the week. So as we're going into this new year, the 2022 means life and it means mastery. So the very gene in us, I told you that 122 means gene, genesis, gene, the gene inside you, the genuineness, the genesis of the gene in you, the power, the everything inside you. The number one thing is to handle the gene inside you, because the life, the neurons inside you, the substratum of what we call the corona in you. That's the crown that handles the life, the corona in you, the crown that handled the life. All of those things are very powerful. So they knew that down in history. That's why those ancient noble birthing and eugenic family that operate in these high-level ranking families knew what they wanted to do to poor people, knew what they wanted to do to people, the melon, knew what they wanted to do to culture, knew what they wanted to do to background. So they wanted to create enough fear, and they wanted to create enough intimidation for you to give up your rights to your body and miss your genes. My God, am I teaching somebody today? You understand what I'm saying? Are you feeling me? Are you hearing me? Because there's so many genes in Genesis, or genuine people, or geniuses in the earth realm. And these geniuses in the earth realm are bringing people who can outdo what we call scientists, research, because we already have the very power of scientific research in us. We are who we are. We're powerful people. Your body is a divine messenger. Everything about you, your mind, you can be 90 years old. If your mind don't think the age, you can live longer, because it's in the genes. It's the power of who you are. You become what you hear. You got to know. Healthy, strength. Speak to yourself. Decree those things. Call those things that be not. I mean, success is all over you. I'm just prophetically speaking out. The prophetic kicked in. So you have to know who you are in the kingdom. Your body operates on eternity. Eternal. Follow the eternal clock. The external clock only tells you when the sun goes up and the sun goes down. Your body tells you eternally that you are in the sonship. So eternity rules and reigns. So he tells Isaiah tells King Hezekiah, get your house in order. Then God did what? He turned the sundial, what, back 9 times. He takes 15 years off his life because he prophesied the order of the house. He said, get your house in order. He turns to the wall, and he repents. See how God does this? It's the power of how God does this. It's how you trust the Lord. All of this false stuff all of these years that were already had a name to it. They gave you the greatest fear name. Now isn't it powerful? Wait a minute. Before Corona became a virus, it was a beer. Before it was a beer, it was a city. Now, before it was a virus, it was what? A beer. It became a city. Now, it became a disease. So they let you drink it, they let you live it, and now they make you manifest it. Isn't that interesting? All three. All these years, they prepared you for it. They let you drink it, they let you live in it, and now they make you wear it. They make you believe it. But it's the power of the corona, the crown, the light. You are the light. You are the light in the world. So understand. All right, I'm done. We already prayed. That is good. Blessings on today. Thank God. Thank you, God, on today. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Bless the Lord today. Take his word. Let it germinate in your spirit. Let it bless you today. All right. Now, if anyone, let me do this real slow. If you have, I'm going to say question, comment, or statement. I'm just going to say, if you would like to say something, I'll give you the opportunity to do that. How about that? And you know, you get a lot of people out of order. They ask a question, and they start preaching. Then they make a comment there, and then they go into a question. So if there's something you would like to say, I'm going to give you an opportunity to do that. Now, all you have to do is hit star, that button on your phone. It's on your phone. It's in the left side of your corner, all the way at the bottom, under the, you see the left side, all the way at the bottom, look like a star. We call it a star. And then go to your right side, under the three, it's a six. So you get star six, and then you can come in. So if you have something you like to say, I'll give you opportunity. So anybody can go in any order you want, just hit the star, it's a six. Come on. Amen. All right, God, anybody got something to say?
Yes, sir. God bless you, Prophet Matthews. I thank Abba for the brilliance of the Word of God, the teaching that He just used you to bring forth. The Word it's like a brilliance that came forth in this teaching. And I thank Almighty God for that Word on today. And I thank Almighty God, even when you began to say something about COVID, a family member, my little nephew, he's a year old, and he was diagnosed with COVID. So I received a call to pray. And as I was praying, the Most High God said it wasn't COVID, it was a cold. And I relate that information to my family member that I was, you know, all is well with my little nephew, and the Most High God said it's a cold, it's not COVID. But the response was, thanks for your prayers, not getting into cold versus COVID. And the remarks had nothing to do with debating or getting into a conversation. It was just releasing the word of the Lord, letting my family member know that the baby does not, this is what the Most High God said. It ain't what Donna said. It's what the Most High God said. It's not COVID. It's a cold. And there's a lot of false positives that's going to be popping up, cold and flu season. You don't hear nothing about cold. You don't hear nothing about flu. You just hear everything diagnosed as COVID. But I thank Almighty God that when he gives us a word to release, that we release it, and we pray and believe. I know, what is it, you know, the word of God that's released, that God will use us to release sometime, it's not always honored, you know, with those that are close to us. So I just thank God for the brilliance of this teaching that God used you on today. It blessed my soul. Thank you so very much, sir.
Amen. Bless you too, woman of God. Thank you so much. And I thank God for receiving it, because a lot of times people receive it. But I've always learned one time, when people don't receive you, it's not that they is not receiving you. It's something that's in you that's changing the dynamic of what they've heard, what they experienced, what they view. Praise God for him being able to open us up to see what's really been hidden inside the gene in us, the powerful gene, the light in us, the crown in us, the mastery of where we are in church. And I was telling my parents, I said, I love church, and I will not stop loving church. But there was a lot of things that the system of religion has taken from my life and a lot of people's lives. And as a pastor, a leader now, I'm not going to let that system snatch away anything else from the people, because we've engaged in church from a thematic theology and a system that stole things from us. And we deviated from the creativity of God's word and the revelation that comes out of it. And when it comes out of it, it changes the way people apply it. So when you apply the word and break it down, people understand. So when you share things with family members or loved ones or people, because first and foremost, a prophet is without honor in his own country, because they only know you as who you are to them, not to God. When people know who you are to God, then they'll understand who you are to them. Family members don't. When I go to my family reunion, sometimes I just enjoy the word Lorraine, 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 Uncle Lorraine, Lorraine, son, Lorraine, brother Lorraine, auntie, nephew. So I have to learn that safe environment changes the dichotomy of who I am. But the God inside me doesn't change the power that I carry. So you have to carry that power wherever you are at with the people of God. And God will always give you the adjustment how to deal with family members. Because I'm telling you, family members, we have to love them too. We have to smile at them too. We have to look at them too. We have to know if I know that them too. Because some people, they don't even know. You could say man of God or cousin, family member. They only follow learned behavior. So learned behavior. And we thank God for the presence of God using you as a vessel to go into the spirit realm and suspend the virus and present the cold. So only thing you did is you suspended the virus, presented the cold. Now, the rest of it had to catch up with this. So that little precious little gift only operates on his cold, because God used you as a vessel to create a sound that suspended the virus. Now we can go on and get some Tylenol or whatever else that you get. What is that, Tylenol that they use now and some other stuff for the kids? Just give them a couple of spoons. They'll eat it. I mean, they'll take it to drink. Get that fever down. Give them them little popsicles. Yeah, because it's a, you know, and that cod liver oil. Because back in the day, we y'all remember we parents used to give us that cod liver oil, that little spoon of that cod liver oil, make you take that spoon, throw the spoon in there. And everybody else is walking around like they got everything. You walk around smelling like cod liver oil. Because, you know, something up there, some of them used to rub that cod liver oil. You remember them saying you used to rub that cod liver oil on you? Cog on me. You wear that. Man, I got to put some cologne on me. I got cog. Somebody smell like fish in the classroom. I'd be like, oh, man. I smell like fish. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know, you know what I'm talking about? They rub that cod liver on your chest. They used to put that stuff, I'm telling you. I know my parents did smell the cod liver on. Take the spoon. Man. Then you got to brush your teeth. And a cod liver oil is still defeating your teeth. still got the cod liver oil. I was like, yeah. But that's true. Yeah. That's what we said. The blood still works. The blood still works. The blood still works. All right. Anyone else? Bless you, woman of God. Anyone else? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
God bless you, woman of God. Bless you.
God bless you, sir.
Why should you bless you, doctor?
Bless
why
you,
man. Bless you, sir.
I know,
man.
Right?
My God, doctor, man, you released such prophetic teaching and word, man. I was like, I had to pause, man. I was working. I had to pause. And my God, I said, God, this man, I said, he must been listening to what I was talking to you about. But, doctor, I know we're here for the same God, man. We're here for the same
God.
And, man, oh, man, I bless God for this, man, that you released, man. I like, man, I want to jump out of the boat and run, doctor. But, oh, man. If it okay, I could just add a little bit to you.
No, man, come on in. Come on, please. Come on in.
Are you sure?
Man, please, jump on in.
Yeah,
jump on in,
sure.
Man.
Amen.
I'm positive.
Yes, sir.
Lord.
Man, I'm excited, man. I'm excited for what God is doing. Man, we all shared with people on our line earlier, man. We're 9 days in. Nine represent birthday. Man, we have to really seize the moment. We have 9 days before going into the 2022 year on a Gregorian calendar. And, you know, I'm already prophetic in my new year according to God's calendar. But that's why I wanted to share just a little bit because you touched on a lot, especially when you dealt with genealogy and dealing with. But and I thought breaking them numbers down, man, because people in the body of Christ have to understand, man, what's unfolding in the world, and not only what's unfolding in the world, but what can unfold for them as believers in the kingdom. And that's why, man, when you understand, and you said when you were bringing down about the genealogy and about the mysteries of what God can release to us as men and women of God, people feel like we can't get into that realm. But, man, God revealed something so powerful to me, prophet, and you broke some of it down and releasing some of it, man. If people can ever tap into the Spirit of God, the sound of God, and I'm telling you, the secret place with God, man, I'm telling you, God will reveal the secrets to you, man, the secrets to his kingdom. Now, we know the word. He's opened it up to us when we get in it and study. Like you said, many translations have been put in place, so we have to go in and ask God by the Spirit to give us understanding for what that word, how we can make it applicable to our lives. Because God shared with me how many can be deceived or misconception comes through misinterpretation for application because how they interpret something. You can read one scripture, and I can read a scripture, and your interpretation and my interpretation might be different, but is it God's interpretation? That's where we got to get back to. But dealing with the numbers, man, 2022 and where we're going, and you broke part of it down as well, man, and I thank God for it because we have to understand in the realm of the Spirit, man, all-powerful God want to release to us 2022. But if you stay carnality in the flesh, the number man, because 2022 represents the number man too, but it also represents Jesus Christ, the shed blood. He came down from 42 generations, man. I'm telling you, it's powerful. So God don't leave nobody out. Nobody out, man. And then even 5782, dealing with the Hebrew calendar, you still get the number 22. And if we don't understand this on this point, especially when you deal with the 3 sixes, nobody want to deal with the 3 sixes, the number of man. Man, prophet, I'm telling you, man, you in the vein, doctor, and I bless God, man, that I hear God, and we need to continue to prophesy and minister to the people of God so they can come out of that religious mindset, they can come out of that carnality, they can come out of that flesh, amen? Just like you gave an example about you're flawed but favored by God. You're favored by God because you're in the spirit, in the flesh. He know we're flawless. I mean, he know that we're flawed. Yeah. We make mistakes. Yeah. We're subject to sin. And that's why Romans 8:1 tell us there is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus who walk not after the flesh but after the Spirit. A lot of people don't never catch that revelation, prophet, if you understand when you say therefore. It's a clause there for whoever walks after the Spirit, man.
Yeah.
That is the key. you bring yourself back into condemnation. You know, people say, well, I thought God said when Christ said it was finished that I'm under grace and mercy. But when you operate under flesh carnality, you bring yourself out under condemnation because you're now in a place where the Holy Spirit won't convict you. Man, I just bless God on today, man. I know that where God has taken us and what he's revealing to the men and women of God, especially if you are a prophet or prophetess, walking in the office of a prophet or have a prophetic gift, you need to know that you have accuracy and hear God. Amen. Because of all of the challenge spirits, the legal spirits, all of the spirit chattering spirits, the spirits that are trying to deceive these people in the last days, especially the God's only elect. 2022, man, if we're not in our proper place and position in the kingdom of God, prophet, you talking about 2020 and 2021 shifting a lot of people in the church world, man, yeah. We ain't seen nothing yet. It is not putting fear, I always said, it's not putting fear into people, but it's bringing you to a place with God so you can understand to walk by faith and not by sight, to walk by the Spirit of God and not of yourself, so we can understand what God is doing in the realm of the spirit. Because I'm telling you, man, the world ain't going to change, man. God is waiting on his church to change, his bride. So we have to be that one that can understand we won't fall into the beast system. 666, 2022, put them together. 2022, 42. God came down 40 and two generations to save us. So, man, bless you on today. I celebrate this word.
Yeah, and we bless you as well. And that's exactly what God is doing right now for the people. And that's why something was released to me. The people that are listening to what I share on the Facebook social media, and they're listening, and they're getting it, they're understanding it, and it's revealing so many things, and even secret societies are knowing, are catching it like, wow, this is the revealing stuff that only they know, and those secret societies know, and those entities know that these are the revealing of the past. That's why people had to understand when Prince Philip passed away in April 9th at 99 years of age. That was a sign for the ending of the royal seed of that family line, which was Prince Philip, the royal family seed. And so everything comes after that. That's a disarray in there. So we know we're in the end of that. We're in the end of that era. And so the Gregorian calendar, no. This will happen. When the president in 2020 stood in front of the outside of the Mason order at the White House, he already sent the word to the word went to Queen Elizabeth, who's over the Episcopal Church. She's over the Church of England, which was the Episcopal building. That word goes from her. Her husband already did it. And it goes to what? It goes to the Catholic Church. It goes to the Vatican, the Jesuit order. And all of those people understood what time it was. See, you got to understand, secret societies, the eugenics, all of these people know. In the church world, they don't understand that. See, they only look at spiritual, religion, the devil. You got to understand the secret, the mystery, what God is trying to show to us. And that's why you have Christology, you have theology, pneumatology, seriology, exotology, harshiology, you name ology. But they never deal with phenomenology because it's a phenomena of things. So there's things that God is revealing. That's why some people don't believe in miracles. You got the Pharisees and the Sadducees. The Pharisees were devout, people who kept the word to the letter. The Sadducees didn't believe in miracles, signs and wonders and demonstration angels. They didn't believe in that. You have to know what God is doing is supernatural. Man, do you know statistically, now think about this, people. Do you know they already told you all in 2020 how many people going to die in 2020 year?
and we sitting there and we sitting there like, oh, somebody's going to die. Do you understand? When somebody can tell you how many people is going to die, do you know that's already been studied in history, who they're talking about going to die? And then if they already told you, you're part of the hot spot and you the main people, and we sitting there like, oh, the people going to die. Do you understand? They already have this stuff planned. That didn't just come to you that day. That stuff is written in history. They knew after the census of 2020 and what's committed to come to the earth realm and the power that be and the family that's raising up and the things that's happening in the world. Do you not know way back in the Catholic Church when they when the Moors was teaching European people this stuff and all of this stuff came out of them came out of the caveman mentality to understand the real issue of what's supposed to happen down the road. I mean, to where we at right now in this dispensation, in this time, in this year, man, if you got people that's revealing this stuff to you and telling you what's going on, how can you refuse something? They want you to argue and say this stuff is not true. They already had this plan way back with Aristotle and Plato and the school of thought and all of this stuff. They had this stuff planned because they knew that eventually you're going to come back into rulership. They knew you were going to be the princes and the kings again. They knew you were going to dominate the world. They knew you were coming to the forefront. So what are they doing? We have to, that's what they did, population control. That's why the lady created and established in the 40s a Planned Parenthood. They had planned for that. They knew what they had to do to your cities and do site housing. All of this stuff is planned. But you got church people that only stuck in a religious wall and their agenda. And I want to say, I don't get mad at what it is. Then you got these brothers that I mentioned. You ain't even on the Mason list. You're on the third. You ain't even in the ranking. You black Masons, y'all at the bottom of the totem pole. Come on, doctor.
Yes, sir.
You don't know nothing. You don't even know the Scottish right. You don't even know the levels of the people. They put y'all at the totem pole, so when they need you to go in there and spank your people, man, you got to obey. Go spank them because we gave you $100. Now, you remember we gave you the $100? Okay, go spank them. You know, so all that stuff that you think you, they don't even know. Their intellect, dialect ain't even close to understanding that level of where these people are. So you got to understand what's happening in the world. And then when you're revealing stuff to people, you telling people, here I am. Somebody went back there and looked at it too, because somebody was called Aja. Somebody went back there to what I said in December, when I said in December 2020, when I did it on Facebook, and I talked what was happening. And I said, after January 5th, chaos go here. It happened on January 6th. So when it happened, most of you I was listening to it too, when it happened, What I'm worried about, all that foolishness. We got a site of riot. What do they call it? What is that stupid name they call it in right now? What do they call it in Congress? They sitting there wasting all that money, paying them lawyers for that foolishness. What is that? What do they call that? What is it? Somebody knows. Tell me what it is. What are they calling it? That big old meeting. Whatever they call it, somebody overtaking the country. Man, they wouldn't overtake no country. Please. Them folks would, let me tell you something. How in the world you going to get the keys to Nancy Pelosi's office, and that's a third-ranking person in the Congress? How you going to get in her office? She had to leave her door unlocked. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something about politics in Congress. If Nancy Pelosi, and really, she should have been impeached too. You know why? Because how could somebody get the key to her office and she's the Speaker of the House? She's the third-ranking lady with all that evidence in her office. She should have been impeached. See, nobody won't talk about that. Her office is one of the most secure. Her office is the most secured office in the United States House of Representatives, hands down. Nancy Pelosi's office. Her office is the most secured office. How did they get in the chair? How did they get in her office and sit in her chair, hold up a chair like that? See, if black folks understood that and people understand that, people don't even know what I just said there. How in the world you can get a Nancy Pelosi office? That woman is the third-ranking person in the United States in the most secured office in the United States Congress. Do you know her office is the most secured office? She's the Speaker of the House. So you mean to tell me They walked in there in the chair and got in her chair and unlocked that door and broke her door down. Tell you something. I should be able to say, let me holler back. Ain't no way in the world, in this part of the earth, will somebody be able to get to the Speaker of the House office without permission, hands down. I know what them little security guys ran and did. Yeah. But her office was totally, should have been totally locked down. You know they got those special locks that if something happened in the Congress, they automatically lock her office up. Her office is a special office. They lock it down. Nobody can get it. It's almost like the President of the United States. They take him to a secret room. So how did they get in her office? Come on now. Y'all know this is all game. Y'all know that stuff was all a game. That was a hoax. Hands down, that's a hoax. And nobody can repeat it. But if I go in the Congress floor and say, okay, tell me about Nancy Pelosi's office. How did they get in her office? She the security lady in our. How did they get in her office? Who allowed them in her office? How did they get to her office? Who gave them the keys? Tell y'all. You know why? Because Genesis means gene. It means Genesis. It means gene. Genius. You can't stake the genius out of me. I ain't no fool. Everybody know that in the whole United States Congress except us. Oh, now. Hey, that lady is the third in power in the United States of America besides her, the other little foolish person that works with the president. You know what I'm saying? And they sitting in her office on her desk snapping a picture. Oh, they was in the Speaker of the House. She should have been fired. She would have been. Now, I'll tell you what. Now, he said, if I was the Speaker of the House and that was done to me, do you know that I would be before the United States Senate in Congress having to explain how someone got in profit, Congressman, Speaker of the House, Matthew's office? For real. I would have had to go to Congress and had to explain to them, how did they get in your office? They can get everybody off. How did they get in your office? You can speak it out. You got secret intelligence information. You got documented stuff in your office. How did they get in your office? Explain that to the people. You said, I'm there. I ain't do that to her. And she's in there. Well, they came into the United States Congress, and I already told you it was gonna happen, right? Y'all already knew that was gonna happen, right? You already heard about that, right? Okay, that's enough. There you go, right there. You got it. It was already hands down. So that foolishness. You ain't gotta even go to the sit in there and watch a meeting like that. When they get done paying all those people, they get paid. Those lawyers and all their buddies getting their share that million of dollars that they're going to pass out to pay people. We're going to do this investigation. Put me on the payroll and get $5,000 an hour to investigate. Oh, man, if I get $5,000 an hour to investigate, an hour? Shoot, man, I can hire everybody on the company. Like, we all have jobs. I want you to go down the street there and investigate how the sidewalk was looking. And let's put that in the page. But we investigated how the sidewalk was looking and how they knocked over the barriers and got in there. Okay, what's the investigation? The investigation was that there were so many people on the barrier because it was too much. They overpowered all the police. Okay, let me go in. I'm paying you $100 to go in and be looking at $5,000 an hour. Man, okay, all this money that they got going on for this stuff. I'm telling you. All that money just over in impeachment. Hey, look at all them lawyers. Do y'all know all them lawyers that got paid all that money to do that? Man. Look at the money that they paid for an impeachment. Man, they had to hire an impeachment lawyer outside of it. Just using the people's money up and giving you a $1,200 stimulus check. In 1800, they were given $1,200 to carry the catch. What is her name? Harriet Tubman. Get $1,200, you get married Harriet Tubman. Every slave you catch, you get $1,200. Get $1,200. So that's giving the stimulus check. Yeah, $1,200. Then we'll get an extra five because you You get $500. You bring one of the kids back to you. You know, if you don't study history, you're bound to repeat it again and again and again. That's all I'm saying. That's it. That's all I'm saying. That's it. All right, anybody else? Thank you, Apostle Simeon. You on it, man of God. You in it. And it's an honor, people, to be on here and all this information we're giving you all to prepare you for 2022. Now, this is the power. We're revealing everything for 2022. So you can go into the new year, you'll know what to be aware of. You will not be fooled in 2022. If you fool, you fooled on your own. You wanted to be fooled. Because you won't be fooled. If you miss it, you miss it because you chose to. You can't miss it. You can't miss it with the information. Only if you want to. Only say, well, today I decided I'm gonna go with the foolish people today. Okay, then go ahead with them. Don't join them. That's the only way you'll miss it. You can't miss it. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Good afternoon, woman of God. God bless you.
God bless you. I think that word should help us to turn back the curtain in our lives and reflect on many of the points that you brought forth. And I think it should mature some of us going forward, because it was an inspiring and should be valuable to the body of Christ. And I think that that word was an in time word. It was, oh my God, awesome. Can't find another word. It was awesome, mm-hmm. And I was blessed because it was really inspiring. Let us take thought of our lives, you know, and it was an in time word for me.
Amen. 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 Bless you too, woman of God. We thank God for you today. And I thank God for the Holy Spirit allowing us to be able to share his word with God's people to remind them of who they are and what they are to him. Before anyone else get the ears of God's people, they already know what God has said concerning the fear nature, concerning life, concerning frequency, concerning the years that are coming, the things that are coming upon us, the moments, all of these things. It is clearly a revealing time in the body, clearly a time of wittiness, that God has given us the power to tap into all of his wit so we could understand all of his promises and his purpose for our life today. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, woman of God. I appreciate that on today. Hallelujah. Amen. I bless the Lord for what God is doing. He's opening us up. I told the Lord, I said, Lord, when I minister to your people, let something open up in them that may be locked so that you can reveal to them power that's in them already. Bring it alive. Open up codes. Open up vaults. Open up secret things. Open up the system. In them. I don't want to use the word chakra because people get nervous. Open up the energy of the pores in them that have been locked by attached in their body. Open them up so that they won't be strained by the word. You know how people sit and they've been confused all these years and say, I never understood the word. And then when somebody teaches them, it's, oh, that's the word of God. You just take God at his word. Don't ask the pastor questions. No, ask him. Challenge him. Challenge him to do better. Challenge him to educate. You paying tithes. You giving. You in ministry. You doing. Ask questions. You have the right to ask questions. You have the right to know. Then all these years you holding this stuff in, and then you start believing, and it was never God's word. Prophecy.
that people have said was never really a true prophecy. It was just, it was a fleshacy. I call it prophecy and fleshacy. You got prophecies in life, and then you got fleshacies in life. Fleshacies in life work with the flesh and make the flesh feel good. Prophecies touch you into the future. Prophecy speaks to the past. Prophecy is the divine will. Prophecy gives you everything you need. Prophecy is prediction. It's not permission. You have to understand the difference. The Judas perdition and Jesus prediction. The two, there's two different individuals. Judas' assignment was death and doom and gloom. I mean, Judas' assignment was death, gloom. Jesus' assignment was to restore us from death, gloom, and doom to life. He was the restorer of the bridge. He was the power source. He was the mandate in the earth realm. He knew his assignment. That's why they deviated from everything he did. Want to change his color of his eyes, change his skin, change his hair. You know, they want to change his dreadlocks, the low string hair. It's all kinds of confusion. But truth is prevailing. It's coming out. Everybody know it. And down. Nobody can refute it. Nobody can argue it. Nobody can debate it. Nobody can challenge it. But nobody want to change themselves. Thank God today for the revealing hand of God on the lives of his people. Thank you. I put it down. We bless you, woman of God, on today. Appreciate you. On today. Anyone else today? Hallelujah. I'm just enjoying this day. Glory to God. All right. Bless you.
Bless you, man of God.
Go ahead, preacher.
I got you. Look, I don't know if I need to ask this question over the conference line. I need to ask you a question. But you know what? Because people need to know. I guess the question that I want to ask you, I've seen something over this past weekend. I was at one of my friends' homegoing celebration, and the preacher that was the officiator of the service was wearing something that I know that it was something that you addressed early in your teaching. Now, should me being a man of God or us as people of God, knowing that people, these are our brothers and sisters in the body of Christ, should it have been my place to have probably, talk to the man of God concerning that, or I just continue to pray? I know certain things we pray about, but when some people are so religious in something and they don't realize, some people may not know what they are getting into, and then some people do. But I know the Bible said we're held accountable to each other. So, Prophet, is that our assignment to address that, not get in an argument or debate with a person, but bring that to their attention as they lead a people? Because this man of God is over, he's over quite a few churches. So in that, and a lot of people don't recognize or see it, but those that do, such as ourselves, we see it, we recognize it, but we see, I guess, man, I don't know if I should have brought this up concerning that, but you were teaching on it, so hitting on a couple of the points, and I see that over the weekend, and I was like, well, man, but this is what the church is dealing with for a long time.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I look at life as an appointed time. In certain things, it's an appointed time. And when I say an appointed time, it's an appointed time that God will position you to share that issue and to get clarity on it, or to ask that brother, what's the reason for that symbol? For the burial, what is your reason for it? And do you know that is that godly? And why do you see that as ungodly based upon what you're doing at this level? Some things are expedient to do, and some things are not expedient to do. Because I think Paul was talking about that. There's some things expedient, and not expedient to do. And God has an appointed time for every person. Today I was with an apostle male, and it was another brother that was there. He gave me something that was very powerful today. He gave me a gift today, and he said, "Wow!" And then he told me who gave it to him. He gave it to me. He said, "Because I looked in the soul of your eyes and I saw something." I said, "Wow!" But I knew what he was and his level. I knew where he was at. And his heart was right. His passion was right. But what he was involved with was totally an opposite. So for something expedient to do and something wasn't expedient to do. And God will let our life be a light to a person to let them know. And then God will open up that door for that opportunity to address that issue and their reasoning for it and why they're doing it and whether it's right or is it wrong. And then being wrong, why are you still involved in it when you know what's behind it? See, that's the power of God. And, you know, I've learned that there are people I know who life is in a battle. I'll give you something different. One of my God brothers I had to deal with yesterday, I knew the setback. As soon as I saw him, he was nervous. He knew I knew because I picked it up immediately. I said, "You doing all right?" He said, "Fine." I said, "How's everything going, Fine? How you doing, Fine?" And then you know what I said to him? I said, "Man, I have too much inside you to be doing what you're doing." And he knew immediately he broke. I said, "Man." Then I went on to tell him about Dad and what he put inside it. I said, "Man, you can't." I said, "Because what's inside you and what God has given you." And guess what? He knew. See, when somebody knows, I said it in love. I said, "Brother, you got to get that right. You got to get that together." And I spoke. And he knew what I was telling him. He said, "Yeah." He had his head down. I said, "You ain't got to look down." I said, "You ain't going to look." I said, "Man, you know." Yeah, he said, "Yeah, you're right, bro. I said, "Man." And then he looked at me and said, "You know what? To be honest, I let that thing go." He said, "Man, I had to let it go." And it was something he was dealing with in his life. I said, "Man, don't." And I said, "Man, don't go back. Don't go back." I said, "Man, you're so right." Then today when I get up this morning, he spoke to me. Like, "Man, you're right." And then he told Mother Allen some of the things I said to him. She said, "Man, he was so on it." He said, "Papa was so on it." Because some things are expedient to do. And then some things are not expedient for that time. But God, to present that time so that you can bring them back to knowing, "You know, come on now. Why are you still involved in that? Why are you still doing that?" You know, God knows what you're doing. You know better. If you already know the consequence of dying, "Yeah, I showed you." I said, "Come on, man." If the Holy Spirit comes today, I got to get myself together. So in saying that, God allowed you that opportunity. And it's that counsel and wisdom in you that will be able to present that issue to him concerning that matter. So that it can be time. We already know where we at. When you come to us and tell us, it's because the love of God is letting them know my mercy is sufficient. So I come to correct you and to bring you out of that because of the consequences that's going to come because of that. That's the power of God. He'll come in. You know you shouldn't have been doing that. That ain't even God. Yeah, I know. But a couple of other brothers was there, too. I need to, but you know that ain't God. Yeah, I know. You know you don't need to ever do that again. You know that ain't God. You know that ain't the will of God. Yeah, you're right. And the next time he prepared to do it, he'll stick a sex act. I won't do that because that's not God. Man, the power of God, the sovereignty of God, it'll hit us. It will know. It'll warn us. It'll correct us. It'll make us shut some stuff down. It'll make us say, I ain't going back that way. Not this one. Because we'll know. He probably didn't already know. He probably already knew. And so when God put that time, expedient time of the time, I guarantee he'll say, you know what, brother? You're right. That was God. You're right. And I make that right. If he receives it. Then if he receives it. Then if he get haughty, then after he get haughty, then the judgment fall because he know better. He got to let you say, you know, you're right. I repent. I got it together. Look what happened with David and Naaman. David said, you know what? He made it right. Then Naaman said, now, God has forgiven you. But guess what? God is going to chastise you. That sin won't leave your house. Like he said to him in Samuel. I think it was Samuel when he said that. For kings, when he said, if David commits iniquity, God will deal what? His mercy will be with him. But he's going to chastise him with what? With the rod of man. And there it is. He was chastised with the rod of man. What? That sin did not leave his house because of his decision. So God will give you that power and that presence, that power and that ability to address it. And he'll have the right time for you to address it. He'll have the right moment for you to address it. Now, what the enemy will do, the enemy will hold you in the guilt and make you feel like, man, I should have did it. The devil is such a wicked, he's just such a wicked person. He's so wicked. He'll sit there and play on you. Well, you see, you should have did it. Now, you ain't saved. You scared. You scared to advance the kingdom of God. He'll play some stuff. I'm telling you, the stuff the enemy played on me in my years of ministry and life, see, you should have told him what's right. You know better than that. You scared to talk about the kingdom of God. You ain't to say. He'll play in your mind. You'll carry that stuff, and you'll start holding yourself in guilt. And Paul would say, it's not doubtless to be speedy. Some things ain't really for now. Some things are for a later time. God will present that. Kingdom of God. Hear that little voice that'll make you feel like, man, I should have used the term. I should have said that. Some things ain't really for that moment. It ain't for that place. Then God will present an opportunity and say, you know, brother, I saw what you did there. Now, you and I know that if you say, tell me to be, that ain't God. And that brother probably say, you know, brother, I know. God been dealing with. Oh, that's it. You know, God been dealing with me about that. It's man. That's why that wisdom, that mastery, that light will go off. God will give it to you. He'll show you what to say, how to deal with it, how to draw from it, how to bring a brother out, how to bring a sister out, how to tell them what the Lord and the Word of God is. And how to correct in a beautiful way, and how to examine things in a way, and how to share it. Whereas, brother, you know better. Well, I've been born of such and such. I'm gonna live of such and such. My mother was in it. My daddy was in it. My cousin was in it. But you already know. And when they already know. If their heart is open to God, they'll receive it. If they open and get it, they'll receive it. I'm telling you. And it'll bless his life, and it'll bless yours, because the Bible says, he who wins souls is wise. You done gained a brother. You done gained a a sister. You can gain a person. But it's those ones who are going to do what they're going to do anyway. Those who are going to continue to do what they want to do. And that days are numbered. So they already know better. And they already sold to the devil. They already bowed to the devil. They already made their mind up to the worshiper master. They already solicited the kingdom of darkness. You know that? That man's already made up to do what they want to do. Yeah. So, I believe God. Hallelujah. Amen. Anyone else today?
Hey, Papa Luan, this is Tamika.
Bless you, Evangelist Tamika. Who will be teaching tonight on Zoom? It's going through the Bible. Yeah, on Zoom. All the women of God and men of God over there, too. Amen. Bless you all. Bless you today.
Yes, I wanted to say this was a good word today. And I know I haven't said a lot much lately, but it's because I'm just sitting back and I'm listening and I'm trying to learn and just soak in everything that you're saying. Like in James 1:9, it says, be quick to listen and so slow to speak. So that's what I'm doing at this point. So I'm here. I'm just listening, taking notes, and just learning at right now. So I'm here. But I just wanted to say it is a good word, very good teaching, and I'm taking notes. And I thank you for that.
Amen. We thank God for you today and your willingness to listen, feed the word of God, and apply it and share with those others in your region that you're in. And we know that God bless you with a transition. Your job shifted a lot. And we know that there's many great things that God is doing for you all there. We're just so blessed by what He's doing for you and the evangelism and the divine connection of people that you have connected us with to be able to cover them. It's about how many of you all now in the group now? How many people we have in our group now?
On the Bible study?
Yeah, how many in your group there?
Probably like 14, 15-ish.
All right. So thank you all for letting, thank you for all letting me cover you all over there in that group. Thank you. I appreciate it. I thank God for the faithful daughters over there, the ones that have been blessed. We thank God for you over there, too. We bless the Lord. You have a ministry all by yourself. That's a whole ministry right there. That's a whole church right there. So you got a whole congregation by yourself, right with that group. And I'm not trying to do that, but I'm just saying with what you all are learning and teaching, Look at how you guys are growing and you're receiving. Some even on here listening in now, how you all are being blessed. And we thank God for you all. Thank you for allowing me to pastor you all's purpose from that place.
Yes, amen. Yes, because each one of them are definitely learning. I know LaToya, she gets on there faithfully, and if she misses one, she goes right back on and listens to the recording and takes notes. And I just am Tasha. She gets on as often as she can because she's working, a regular job now until she gets back to business. So a lot of us are really just taking notes and just trying to soak in all the learning that we can and taking advantage of just the man of God that is actually giving us the word for free. You know what I'm saying? Like, people are just not taking advantage of what God is giving us. You know, it's like, so we're definitely listening and taking notes. That's all I'm going to say. We are definitely listening and taking notes, and we are very grateful that God allowed us to, he sent us a man of God that is actually teaching us the word of God, as well as while we're following through the word of God on our own, you're teaching us, and that helps us to learn what we are reading when we do go on our Bible study and we're reading to each other. So for that, and even when Mother Sydney comes in and critiques us and you come in and critique us, it's just a blessing. So I thank you for that, and thank you for covering me and my family and my Bible study as well. Thank you for that.
Amen. Amen. Bless you, Lord. And we thank God for some of the others that are coming in. Thank God for Sister Erin is coming in and some of the other ones are joining. It's just a pleasure. It's an exciting time for me. I'm telling you, it's an exciting time of right now. That's why I tell the people, this is an exciting time for the saints. Apostle Simmons, it's an exciting time. Prophet Simmons, it's an exciting time. Sister Teasley, it's an exciting time, Minister Divine. It's an exciting time to see what God is doing and taking the kingdom of God and taking us as it relates to his people to bless them to see. We're starting time Tuesday night. Somebody reached out to me. We were waiting for you on Tuesday night. I said, oh, bless the Lord. We were waiting patiently for you. Some of y'all were waiting last night. We actually talked Monday night, but I was traveling and driving to get to Toledo. And as soon as we got here, we just had a great fellowship, me and mother and some of the other ones. We just had a good time. And we'll be hooking up with the people. We'll do drive-by later on today. We still have time today to jump on to just share word with the people of God. But we just thank God for just the word of God having its course. We thank God for Prophetess Pollard. Bless her for what God is doing with her praise report and another daily listening. Thank God for Sister Downey, Prophetess Downey listening. So many others that are just listening in from different places. The Keesley, Prophetess Rice, her ministry over there. God is expanding her ministry over there. The ones, some from Houston, some from Austin, Texas, some from down in Florida. We got the Florida down there looking in. Our Illinois, our leadership team here. You know, we got those, some of our leaders come on and let's. Sister Donna, she's going to come on. Some of the other ones that are stepping in, listening, and blessed. They're just blessed. You know, they're blessed. And we all share the word of God that's coming alive in here to just receive the minister, the word, and bring it alive. If I didn't call your name, please, cover your heart. It's going to be okay. I'm just using everybody as an example. So don't think because I didn't call your name. I love you still, okay? So I love you still. If I didn't call your name, still love you. So we just God's people, just the people of God. Some have been with us 5 years, 6 years, 7 years. Some still with it. Mother Sydney, with it. Bless the Lord for her. Vandalist Wilkes, you know, bless the Lord for her coming. Who else could I? Everybody. Just thanking God for you all who are here, you know, to be part of it, of what the Lord is doing. And we thank you all. And we got some that always just listening from different places. Sierra Leone, people down in Ghana listening. Some from over in Paris, France. Thank God. Those listening from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you for connecting with us. Prophetess Dorca, Evangelist Dorca and their family. Mother, Bayola, Pastor Bayola. Just a lot of you all. I'm just thanking God for what the Lord is doing in this season of our life. Amen. Okay. That's the glory of God. Finishing this season, which is so many a powerful things that he's doing for us. Thank you, Sister Alva Tatum, under the weather, but bless the Lord. Listen there. Evangelist Andy Ziegler, they're listening. Evangelist Diane Pryor, some of our partners from all over, Jackie Weatherly. Bless the Lord. Just come in and just receive a word from the Lord on today. Just blessing you all. Amen. And we just thank God. You know, we jumped on and supported our good brother, Prophet Andre, Prophet Andre over there, his
5 a.m. morning, 7 a.m., whatever time he did, came over there and released the word over there with them. Jordan supported them. We believe in expanding the kingdom of God to greater heights and greater levels. Yeah. All right, anybody else? Even the ones who call your name, you want to say something? Come on in. Amen. All right, well, thanks. I love you all today. We thank God for you. Continue to stay in that place of the Lord, and we celebrate what God is doing for you. Apostle Simmons, bless you, man of God, and the powerful revelation that God is releasing through you and Restoration Truth Ministry, Hampton, Newport News, Virginia there, and the great kingdom work that God is blessing the ministry in this season and prospering them. We celebrate you all there. And if you're part of your new covenant partners and partners with us, we thank you all for being partnering with us. And people, I don't know you by name. I know you by face because you came to some of the events. But I thank God for you all who we know by faith and may not know by name, but we know you by the faith. And bless you all today.
Amen.
For your support.
Amen. Prophet, how you doing? Can you hear
me?
Ma'am. How you doing?
Yes, we can. Yes, God, we can hear you.
God bless you.
God bless you too, Sister Denise. Bless you all today.
Thank you so much.
One of our members of Restoration Foundation. Bless you all today.
Praise God. This is what I hear and wanted to share, but it's kind of, it got me shaking because of what I realized. You are leaders that have availed yourself to all of us, and very few leaders would take this type of time to be with the members and people. And as you were sharing and talking, that's the way I saw you as a leader, as our leader, covering, prophet. I was like, wow. And you're sharing different things to help the people. And while you were talking, I saw this big heart. You have a big heart, and you want people to get it. You really, really want us to get it. But to see you and the other apostle, you all have availed yourselves to the people. And then to open up the line for us to share, it's kind of sometimes frightening for people, but You have the type of personality where you cause us to have enough confidence to come forth and just be yourself. Yeah. But it's not easy. So a lot of people may feel like I have felt like, wow, he's sharing all these things with us, because most leaders don't take this type of time with the people. So I honor you, and I thank God for you. And that you just you have a tenacity where you don't give up. And
amen.
I see it in you so strong. You don't want anybody to fall by the wayside. So I just wanted to share that, and I thank God for your life and for who you are to all of us. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Bless the Lord. Well, we just honor the Lord. We don't want no one to die on our watch. And certainly, I think... I look at even my bloodline. I see in my bloodline that I have some of my children. They're independent and they don't give up until they see the results, and I have to laugh at some of the greatness that comes from them and look at it. Okay, God, you up to something phenomenal, even with them, and watching their strength to maintain and hold on and do what's important to be great in the kingdom of God. So thank God for the ability to, when people gave up on me, God didn't give up on me. And that's why I believe in the long suffering of the kingdom of God to bless God people. Yeah.
Yes, sir. I thought it was powerful to have your children on the line the other night. That was so precious to all of us. I really enjoyed that.
Yeah, thank you, woman of God. And I tell you, it's the cost of ministry is horrendous when I say that.
And when I say that, because if anybody know ministry, when you step out and do things with family, you're going to always have that cat. And there's things, whether it's a car accident or one being sick or one having to deal with a challenging issue. We thank God for the Spirit of the Lord. God still, God is who he is in spite of what it looks like. And I thank God for God being who he is in spite of what it looks like. Because, you know, we honor God for his greatness and his love towards us and in us and in this dispensation time of our life. Because with what we experience in ministry and what we deal with in ministry with doing the kingdom of God, the enemy is a retaliator of the success of what God is doing. He likes to retaliate against the kingdom and the work of God. So just continue to keep them in your prayers because, you know, the enemy wants to retaliate against them because of them sharing and them talking. But we bless the Lord for the work that God is doing in them and for them on today. So I,
yes, sir.
And what the Lord is doing in them today. They I tell you, I tremendously love a family and such a joy to share the authenticity of ministry with my children and bring them on so they can share what God has given them for the lives of the kingdom and to hear the powerful things that the Lord will give them for the world and the people's lives. So I just thank God for today and thank God for them being able to share what they share with the people of God. And that's the joy of what we do as a family, as a ministry in the kingdom. I thank God for that on today. And thank you, woman of God.
Thank you for sharing your loved ones with us. That is so precious. You're a good father. And that's another reason
Amen.
God will bless you for being who you are to them. Amen.
Yes. Amen. Bless you all today. Thank God. On today.
Yes, good evening.
Yes. Anyone else, kingdom leaders, bless the people of God.
Good evening.
Good evening. God bless you.
God bless you. So what I want to say, when I heard your teaching earlier, you touched on the scripture in the Bible. And when I pray in the morning, I always ask God to lead me and guide me when he wants me to study in his word. And you touched on it today. You touched on Isaiah 38. And that was my devotion for this morning. And that's
Amen.
What I wanted to say.
Amen. Bless you on today, woman of God. Bless you for coming for sharing that. It lets us know that we may be in different towns, different cities, but we are one accord. God brings us in that one accord. And that's Amen. The power of the one accord and the oneness of God for his people. So I just thank God for that. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
for the presence of God, bringing things on one accord. We all sounding the same sound and creating the kingdom of God. So we bless the Lord and thank God. Thank you for sharing that.
You're welcome.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. All right. Well, I thank God for the people of God on today. And thank you, God. We bless you on today. Thank you for joining us on this day and all the shared what God has given them for us and the connection. Man, it's just been a blessed day, and thank God for today. Don't forget, those of you, we're preparing for our New Year's service. If you're in the area, join us next Friday night for our New Year's and New Year's even to the morning service. We're going to have a great time in the Lord. We start properly at 9:30. We will start at 9:30 and go into the morning. Join us on Christmas morning. we'll be going Facebook Live Christmas morning. So you can join us live from wherever you're at across the world. It'll be Facebook Live. So I'll be doing it from the comfortability of my home, Facebook Live Christmas morning with a word for the people of God. So join us there Saturday morning, a powerful word from the Lord. Christmas morning, join me with a word from the Lord. I'll be doing a Facebook Live, so you'll be able to join in, log in, so you can open your gifts, kids open the gifts. All right, people of God, bless you on today. Don't forget, tomorrow morning, 5 a.m., Evangelist Selma Sidney and myself will be coming forth. Yours truly, myself, and Brother Sidney will be back, and we'll be sharing the word from the Lord with God's people and with the saints of God. Thank you all tremendously. And like I said, look for me for Grab That with the Prophet today sometime. Would you be jumping on? Dealing with those very powerful points of 2020, we'll be dealing with the 122 and blessing God's people and knowing how important it is. And those of you who sold the 122, thank you so much in advance for your blessing us and being a blessing to the ministry and the work that we're doing as we're blessing God's people on there. And Saturday morning is going to be an awesome morning. We'd like to be a blessing. So we're going to be blessing God's people as well as sowing back into the people of God on Saturday morning as well. So join us. We'll be blessing the people with the word of God, but we will also be sowing seeds into the lives of God's people at the same time. All right, saints of God, you all be blessed on today. Stay in the place of God. Have a phenomenal day. We'll talk to you soon. And shalom in your quarters, my prayer for you on today. God bless you all.